This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of the great radio stations in America. And don't forget, special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, to find out more and take advantage of some of the free stuff we have to offer over there, too. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast, is here. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the 2 points, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Frank, I could start out and give you heartburn for the next hour, or I could start out and just say, okay, what's the most corrupt city in the United States? You got two guesses.
Well, you know, I like to talk about my old hometown, Chicago.
You know who's right behind him breathing fire down their neck right now?
I hear there's salt in the air there.
Dade County, Miami, Florida, is right behind it for being the second most corrupt city when it comes to political activity in the United States. How about that?
Well, it's I can tell you from an old Chicago native that it's nothing to be proud of. It becomes a stain on locations that have a lot of good history and a lot of good people that live there. But this is what happens when you don't hold people accountable for bad actions. You know, if you're going to allow it to fester, if you're going to allow it to grow and people just roll their eyes when nefarious stuff happens politically in your town, the cancer spreads and you can't get rid of it.
Well, the money and the influence and what it can buy you in terms of power and et cetera, was on display, of course, with the Cook County State's Attorney, Kim Fox, who is definitely one of these socialists up there. By the way, they now have five socialist, Democratic Socialist Council, city council representatives there. First time that's happened.
Yeah. You know, you go back to the days of my youth when Operation Silver Shovel was happening. It was just pay to play.
Yeah.
You know, it was just an envelope going underneath the table to get somebody a job or to get a vote to go a certain way so a district would change. And today, it's complete ideological transformation. It is so sad.
Now, the rumor mill about this Kim Fox thing up there was that one of the aides to Michelle Obama reached out to contact Kim Fox to say, isn't there some way we could do whatever, this, that, and the other. I don't know if she even mentioned Michelle Obama's name. But Rahm Emanuel was never included in the loop on any of this, which is another reason why he was so bent out of shape, number one. And why wouldn't you be? But apparently Michelle Obama was right up to her eyeballs and alligators and helping get Jesse out of the mess he was in.
No, it wasn't even just an aide. It was her chief of staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you call, you know, people understand who you are when you're Michelle Obama's chief of staff in Chicago. So that name meant something, and it inferred something, whether or not Michelle Obama told the chief of staff to actually call or not. So, you know, it's all of that stinks. There's absolutely no way that should be allowed to be pushed under the carpet. Yet, where is this story in the headlines
today? Well, the FBI is involved. The FBI is investigating, and they are trying to find out if whether or not Fox was making good on a promise, accepting a bigger and better quid pro quo, or just singing the tune she needed to sing to stay in the band with the Obama's good grace. But the FBI is in the middle of this right now. They're looking at it, and we'll just have to see where it goes.
You know, when a district attorney, I mean, whether she was in the mix of it or not, puts her ideological stamp on a prosecutorial process, she doesn't necessarily have to say anything. Her mindset is prevalent among her senior staff, and if that's the case, if they've just decided not to prosecute this, then people are going to have to demand that a higher power take action here. You know, will they? I don't know. Will this just go away? That's the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
People will gasp for a moment, say something must be done, and then, oh, look, Desperate Housewives is on. Oh, look, the Kardashians are doing this. Our mindset and our attention span for nefarious things that we have to get upset about is about the time it takes a gnat's behind to go through its brain when it hits a windshield going 50 miles an hour.
Wow. Nothing like being dramatic.
Well, and yeah, but it's the truth. We all gasp at something when something like this happens. Mm. Here you got 16 felony counts that should be tried here because somebody tried to do the worst thing you could possibly do: cry wolf and say I'm special, and you've got to take action on this. This guy beat me up and then screamed MAGA, and it's all orchestrated. And all of a sudden, we're just going to gasp at it, and then, whoa, wow, what else is new in the headlines? A week later, we don't hear about this.
Yeah, and we know about this, and it's, you know, we'll find out what the FBI is going to do. But hang on, folks. When we come back, we're gonna get Frank keep his blood pressure up for just about another 5 minutes in the next segment, because we got to talk about this new mayor in Chicago and what this means in the scheme of things, because. The mayor hit the ground running with a plan. Well, we'll tell you what that plan might happen to be. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service for over 36 years. They are a family-owned Christian business, and they offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. They also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention, and they can make just about anything for you. You know, the police officers with the St. Christopher medals, and what I'm wearing here, the Celtic cross with the ring and the medal that I have, the medallion, firefighters pieces and whatnot. They can do all of that, as well as military as well. So I want you to visit their website, www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. That's davidegarrettjewelers.com. Shop the thousands of available items that are there, and if you see something or you don't see something or whatever, or you got questions, give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, and they are a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook and the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground, I always get to where I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, the Underground USA podcast, right?
You got it, man.
All right, I got it right that time. Okay, because I'm not used to somebody saying something upside down and backwards, if you know what I mean. To me, it'd be the USA Underground. You know, because I always want to emphasize the USA.
Well, you know, I see those. When I decided to name that thing, it was because we were getting into an era where most of the things that honest Americans believe in were upside down.
Okay, all right.
And the honest people had to go underground in order to make the difference. So.
Speaking of upside down and underground, who got elected to mayor in Chicago? Now, her name is, Lori Lightfoot.
She's a former prosecutor. She's the first black mayor of Chicago, female black mayor of Chicago. She's the first openly gay mayor. And, you know, congratulations. It's a milestone. It's historical. She wants to make a lot of changes. If you listen to her, anybody who listened to her, her acceptance speech, her victory speech, heard a litany of changes that she wants to make for Chicago. And, you know, that's a good thing, too, on certain levels. But she's about to find out really quick where the power really lies in Chicago. And what the art of being a mayor is in that, in the Windy City. City council runs that city. Mayor does not run that city.
Right.
Unless you are a mayor who actually knows how to make your alliances with the city council, which is what Old Man Daly did, which is what the son Daly did. Emmanuel did it to a certain extent, but these are little fiefdoms within the city of Chicago, and each alderman believes that he's the king of his of his ward. Mm-hmm. You know, so unless you're wrangling these people correctly and filling some envelopes with some Benjamins, making votes rain or giving jobs to these people, their votes aren't easy to come by.
Now, I promised to let you down easily, so we're going to go from Chicago to Mr. Adam Schiff, otherwise known as Shifty Schiff. And by the way, some people must be listening to me because there's more and more national people picking up the term Shifty Schiff. Here is what he had to say yesterday talking to John Berman on CNN. And pay close attention to this because this could be coming to a backyard near you, folks.
On the tax returns, Americans have wanted to see the president's tax returns for some time. The polls also show that by law, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee can ask for them, and Richie Neal from Massachusetts has asked for them. I'm sure you would like to see them, but do you feel that you have a right to see them legally, or will they stay just within the Ways and Means Committee?
Well, I defer to Chairman Neal. I think he has made a very narrowly tailored request, and this is not going to be discretionary on the IRS part. They shall provide them to Chairman Neal, and I think the chairman is on very rock-solid ground here. What happens after that, if the chairman determines that other committees need to review them, I'm sure he will take whatever the appropriate process is, but I defer to the chairman on that. I think he has set out quite clearly the interest of the Ways and Means Committee under its tax oversight responsibilities to obtain those returns, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I do expect the administration is going to fight it. Indeed, they're fighting every request by every committee, but I think they're going to lose, and the law is very clearly on the chairman's side.
Okay, Mr. Frank, can he or can he not do this?
Well, he has the right to ask for them. The IRS has the right to say no. You know, you cannot use the IRS as a weapon. And this is part of what we were talking about, that bad behavior and the
Lois Lerman.
You're dripping into things.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. You know, here's a guy showboating in front of the cameras saying the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee has a right to ask. Well, yeah, he does, but he's inferring that he's a right to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no pushback on this, and this is how he's encroaching upon gray areas of what this man is allowed to see and what he's not allowed to see. You know, you start going using the IRS as a weapon politically, and you're doing things that would make Nixon look like a choir boy.
Well, we went through Lois Lerner with the Tea Parties, Richard Kosinen, who sat there and did nothing about this, and both of them are gone. So there you go, right?
Oh no, it's systemic, you know. And when you have people in Congress allowing bad behavior to continue, now I don't expect that the IRS is going to turn over someone's personal tax returns unless somebody is subpoenaed because there is suspicion of wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has said that Donald Trump has done anything nefarious or even remotely shady when it comes to his taxes.
No, they just want to see it for whatever reason.
Yeah, there's no probable cause here. There's no investigation open into it. There would be no reason for an investigation open to it. You know, so he can ask all he wants, but not only is it unethical, this should raise eyebrows all over the place because this is infringing on privacy, Fourth Amendment privacy here. And quite honestly, if I were Trump, just to give this guy agita, I would claim executive privilege.
Well, yeah, and I suppose he could, and we'll see what happens. And I'm talking, folks, to Frank Silvato. We talk to him every Monday and every Friday. Now, Beto O'Rourke was out on the campaign trail, and somehow or another he got hooked up with Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton brought his traveling minstrel show out on the road to ask some questions at some sort of town hall and an event, and I think it was in Iowa. Beto's been spending a lot of time in Iowa. So listen to what Beto had to say with Sharpton asking the question. You're going to love this.
Two questions. One is your fellow Texan, Sheila Jackson Lee, has proposed a commission to study reparations. If that passes and you are president of the United States, would you sign that bill?
Yes. And I appreciate the woman who asked me to say yes or no. I had a chance to speak with and just listen to and learn from Brian Stevenson in Montgomery, Alabama, and learn from his work on working with the community to build a memorial to justice and to peace. And he said foundational to reparations is the word repair. Foundational to repair is the truth. And until all Americans understand that civil rights are not just those victories that I began with at the outset of my comments, but the injustices that have been visited and continue to be visited on people, we will never get the change that we need to live up to the promise of this country. So absolutely, I would sign that into law. Thank you.
Now, the thing here, Frank, is that we're talking about reparations, something which I think was brought up first by, was it Kamala Harris or Cory Booker, one of those two?
Well, they've been saber rattling on this for a while. It's a buzz issue for election years because nobody wants to talk about it after it's not an election year anymore because it gins up a specific demographic.
And it's not necessarily going to be something that's automatic either.
Let's put it this way. One, Al Sharpton never found a camera or a rising quote unquote star that he didn't like to glom onto. So, you know, whenever I hear Al Sharpton, I say Tawana Brawley. So, but when it comes to reparations, and this is something I'm serious about, I don't care who disagrees with me on this. Reparations were made with the lives of the people who fought the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. You have yourself a great weekend, and try to stay dry and out of the water.
I'll do my best. Stay low, my friend.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. And we're coming up with our sports report for a Friday morning with the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, on sports. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with him on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting across America from Tampa, Florida. And I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has moved back from the brink of shutting down the southern border. He's now giving Mexico a one-year reprieve and warning of a 25% tariff on cars imported from Mexico.
If the drugs don't stop, Mexico can stop them if they want.
We're going to tariff the cars. The cars are very big. And if that doesn't work, we're going to close the border.
Boeing has admitted a faulty sensor was a major factor in the crashes of two 737 MAX aircraft. The company's CEO apologized.
We're deeply saddened by, and we are sorry for the pain these accidents have caused worldwide.
For the first time, Dennis Muhlenberg is acknowledging that the flight control system on the planes might be to blame in both deadly crashes.
It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk. We own it, and we know how to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark, and thank you very much, Donna. This portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, where I was there yesterday. We had a great crowd, had a tremendous lunch over there. And then for dessert, of course, orange swirl ice cream. And let me tell you something. Did you know that the Mixon Groveside Cafe bakes their sub sandwich bread fresh every day? They use the highest quality ingredients. I'll tell you what. One of our folks yesterday had the amazing Superman sub. Another one had the nightclub sub. I had the big old BLT, which was loaded up with about four layers of bacon. And their burger isn't called a forklift burger for nothing either. A couple people had those, and they wound up taking half of it home in a box. Large and in charge, I like to say. Seasoned to perfection, and your choice of cheese that will not disappoint. Always finish your lunch, as we did yesterday, with an orange swirl ice cream cone. Oh, boy, was that good. Mixon Groveside Cafe. Visit them today. They are the hidden gem of Bradenton. Give them a call at 941-748-5829, and they are located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. All right. The insurance quarterback on Mondays and Fridays becomes the sports quarterback. So, Mr. Quarterback of Sports, Patrick Hyland, what's going on?
All right, man, a lot going on. You know, hockey now, we have everybody in line who's going to the playoffs, who has a shot to win it all. We have the Final Four this weekend, Captain, and a lot of exciting things going on. Masters starts next Thursday, So I'm looking forward to sports the next couple weeks. Very exciting.
Well, let's start with the basketball championship, and I'll throw a curveball at you because Tampa is the host now to the women's national championship, and that's going to be after they'll finish up after the men. Is that correct? Or before?
No, after. You're correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be right
well,
here.
Well, it's going to be this weekend. The men will play Monday night. So it's simultaneous in essence. The men play tomorrow night. You have Michigan State playing Texas Tech and Auburn playing Virginia. So that'll be fun tomorrow night to watch. And the women are playing here in Tampa, our backyard. Mm-hmm. For all you listeners across the country, beautiful down here in Tampa. And it's starting to get nice all over the country now. I think we're going to have a nice spring and summer, Captain, all across the U.S. of A.
Unless you're up there in upstate New York where right now it decided to get cold and it's doing you-know-what again. Or California above 6,000 feet and it's doing the same thing it's been doing.
I'm talking in May. I think May is going to be beautiful all over. Mm-hmm. That's, you know.
So with basketball, and by the way, because of the coach Tom Rizzo, because of Michigan State, I'm not sure that they're the favorite in the Final Four, but you would think that they'd have to be close to it.
They're all pretty evenly matched. You have Pearl for Tennessee. You mentioned Izzo for Michigan State, two of the greatest coaches in the last 20 years for college basketball. Texas Tech is a very disciplined defensive team. And Virginia, everybody's been predicting that they've been the best all year. So we're going to see what happens there. It's going to be very interesting to see how Auburn is tough defensively against their offense and vice versa with Texas Tech
and on the
States.
On the women's side, isn't Connecticut back in it again?
Yeah, UConn.
Yeah, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame. So that could be the final two. We'll see what happens there. The women are.
All right. Where are they racing this weekend?
They are racing. That's a good question, Kevin. I heard, not as much on that this weekend. I hadn't heard a big roar about NASCAR, so I didn't really, think about that. But we're going to find out here in 30 seconds where they're going to be.
Well, the other thing is, of course, with the racing comes the, what are we, five races in now, six races in or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just starting to get interesting right now, just starting to get a little bit interesting.
Oh, man, it's funny. It's been kind of mellow. They're going to be up in Bristol, Captain.
Short track. Thunder Valley. Thunder Valley.
So that's kind of funny.
Thunder Valley.
Mm-hmm. Connecticut and UConn in the Final Four. That area's gotten. Yeah, and just doing a little research here, looks like our boy from Tampa is trying to get into the history books up there in Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does well up there. So we'll see how he does up there, and a lot of the other guys, too. Should be a fun race. I mean, a lot of people are going to be watching the other sports this weekend, but Bristol, they always seem to get some action there. On Sunday afternoon, it'll be good because the Final Four plays on Saturday, and the Final Two will play Monday night, so... Bristol will be hopping, and some people will be watching that. Golf this weekend's not that big because the Masters is coming up next weekend, Kevin.
Well, this is when they practice for next week.
But yeah, and then you got the Lightning, man. The Lightning and the Penguins have clinched a position. The Carolina Panthers have clinched a position. If Tampa Bay Lightning can win it all, they'll go down as one of the greatest teams of all time. It's already been said. So we'll see if they peak too early or see what the other teams are peaking. Speaking about California, San Jose's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting the way it finishes out, to say the least, Captain.
Yep. Now, baseball, we've got a lot of interesting things going on. Our Rays here in Tampa Bay are out there in San Francisco this weekend. But there's a lot of interesting races going on right now, and some teams that weren't supposed to be doing good are doing good, and some teams that were supposed to be doing good are doing horrible. And it's early, right early. It's only the first week of the season. But, what are we looking at?
Here's how I look at it. Okay, I try to relate football to baseball in this aspect. You have about 24 weeks of baseball, okay? You play 150 more games in baseball than football. So I try to break it down in respect of 10 weeks, 10 times, 16, okay, get you 160 games. So if you put in that perspective, it's like getting all upset if you lost your first game of the NFL season. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, we're in trouble. Easy, man, easy. Now, come May, June, and you're in that position of, 10 and 20, then it's time to be concerned. But I wouldn't be pushing any panic buttons or getting too excited till about June 1st myself, Captain. I don't know why people do that. I guess it makes good news, but no, if you see some things with your team that aren't good, then all right, but it's all early. It's cold. The pitching in the cold weather has an advantage over hitting, and just in general, it's harder to get in a groove hitting a baseball than it is throwing a baseball.
And, you know, what's really interesting is minor league baseball, folks. You know, a lot of people get upset with the big league teams, and, you know, it costs so much money to go see a game, and it's kind of like football. They charge an arm and a leg to get there. Go see your local minor league team. If you've got a minor league team around close by, even within an hour or two drive, go see one of their games. I'm telling you, you're going to be really impressed.
Oh, Captain, that's a great point, because that's a lot of fun. It's a matter of fact, a lot of corporations are making it a corporate event now to go watch it because it's so affordable for your small business.
Sure.
To watch and get a bite to eat, sit down and watch the game, and you're watching your future stars.
You can get a suite, okay, and be catered with food that's in a suite for about for a few $100 versus a few $1,000s.
Exactly.
I'll put it that way. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, depending on how many people you have, you're 100% right, Captain. You have other big corporations and businesses throwing, we'll just say, cigar events or wine events, also that you can take advantage of and buy a ticket for like $10 and get fed.
Speaking of events, you need to tell everybody what it is you do as the insurance quarterback.
Well, there you go. I help out people every day, Captain. I helped out somebody yesterday save $300 a month on their pharmaceuticals through a Medicare program. I saved somebody the other day. They were spending $400 a month on their life insurance, and I got them down to $300, and I got them additional coverage because of the new tables. And then I also helped out somebody directly with an annuity to move their money to get out of a tax situation through an accountant and an attorney. So there's many things I do, Captain. If it comes to insurance or finance, please give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. And, of course, being on the Captain Matt Bruce Show, if you give me a call, I'll get you a book, Mission 1 Million. It shows you how to get out of debt and create wealth. And also to all our veterans out there, God bless them. And if I can be of any help to you in veterans benefits, VA medical benefits, any type of insurance benefits, again, feel free to call me Veterans. Captain will tell you I look out for the veterans. It's a big place in my heart. And again, it's Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. And tonight from 5:35 to 6 o'clock, we'll be on 1380 AM here in Tampa talking about things in general with Captain Matt Bruce. And it'll be a lot of fun. Thanks, Captain, as always, for having me on your show. It's awesome.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday morning, or I'll see you later today, by the way. Okay, all right. Captain Chiron, everybody. Patrick is the insurance quarterback, and we'll be on his program this afternoon on 1380 The Biz, 5:35 to 6 p.m. All right, coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch final segment. We're going to check and see what's going on. A little rough out there right now. Some storms going through the area.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Here we go. Alrighty, we've got some showers coming through the area right now, but we will have this morning rain. And when the rain gets out of here, the winds right now out of the southeast, they'll turn around to the southwest at about 10 to 15 miles an hour with a few higher gusts. The seas right now, with a light to moderate chop, about 2 to 3 feet. They'll stay that way during most of the day. The Gulf water temperature at 72 degrees, the bay water temperature at 73. Our high tide is coming at 8:53 a.m. and our low tide at 2:50 p.m. this afternoon. But it'll be a partly sunny day this afternoon. So once the weather gets out of the area, that's what we'll have. But in the meantime, hello, come in. The Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, which is the largest franchise in the National Freedom Boat Club organization, 168 locations across the United States, and we have the largest franchise in the country right here in our backyard with over 300 boats and over 19 ports right now, and more coming. Now, there are three ways to become a member of the Freedom Boat Club. And you can join here or join up there and come down here or go up there or go over there or wherever your closest Freedom Boat Club is. Because I guarantee you, you folks up there in Missouri, Lake of the Ozarks, there's a Freedom Boat Club up there. not very far away from a couple of our affiliates up there. So you can join under the seasonal plan, which means that wherever it is that you're going to be for a month or two or three or four, whatever the situation is, you join and pay the monthly dues. You do not get reciprocity because you're not a year-long member, but to be a year-long member, they have the economy plan, which is the Monday through Saturday plan. You don't get weekends with that. And then they have the standard plan, which is 7 days a week, which gives you weekends. Now, with both the economy and the standard plan, your first month of member dues are free. You get unlimited usage for either weekdays or 7 days, depending on whether or not you're on the economy plan or the standard plan. You also get rolling reservations, and you also get reciprocity anywhere in the United States being a member with their 168 locations across the country. Now, if you join down here in the Tampa Bay area, the deal right now is you will get a minimum of $1,000 off the one-time entry fee. Now, you can add partners by splitting the entry fee with one or two other people or three, whatever you want to do. That's all possible. This, again, when you hop on a boat, goes for yourself and one member of your household to go along with you. And it gets better because if you're active duty military or a veteran or a first responder, EMT, firefighter, police officer, active or retired, or a 911 dispatcher, or you are a doctor, a nurse, work in a doctor's office, work in a hospital, work in a nursing home, a convalescent facility, in the medical profession in general, then guess what? You get another $500 on top of the $1,000 or $1,500 off the one-time entry fee, and that breaks it down quite nicely. Thank you very much. So you wind up getting in for a lot less money. Now, give them a call to find out more at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Again, the phone number is 855-FREEDOM. Or if you want to check out the website, please go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com for more information. So there you go. All right. Let's go to the telephone lines. Let's see here. 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business. We're still standing here. We're telling the devil we're still standing. We're taking on all comers. Okay? By the way, let me tell the Pope something. Okay? The Marxist socialist from Marge. I grew up a Catholic. It's Jesus Christ. Okay? No man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus said. Okay? Not one time have you said the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? It's Jesus Christ that put Donald Trump in the White House. You fake Republicans better get, you got two jobs. Repeal Obamacare and build the wall. Repeal Obamacare and build, we're not giving you another freaking dime until you build the wall and repeal Obamacare. We don't care if you play golf the rest of your term, but you got to have the wall built and build the wall. Donald Trump's a one-man wrecking crew doing it himself. And we want everybody's tax returns now. Donald Trump's been audited for 20 years. We want you to pay him back for all the time you had to audit him. Let's get to work. God bless you, Captain.
By the way, Nancy Pelosi, here's a thought for you folks. Nancy Pelosi's been in Congress for 30 years. And not once has she submitted a tax return. So here's what I would do if I was Donald Trump. I'm just saying. I'd say, okay, you want me to submit the last 6 years or 10 years of my business and 6 years of my personal? Nancy Pelosi submits hers first, and then you see mine. How about that? And again, there's no rule, no nothing that says that the IRS has to give the tax returns to the Congress that's saying, well, we want to see them and you have to turn them over. No. There's not. There really isn't. There's not. Now, if it comes from a court, a judge, a court of law, that's a different story. But coming from the Congress, it's just like I send a letter to you and say, my name is XYZ, and I want to see your returns for whatever. You don't have to turn over anything to me. So we'll see what happens. This is probably going to wind up in a court of law, and they're probably going to drag this on. It's probably going to be what it is, and away you go. But then again, it's because of, you know, it's because of CNN, known as the Commentary Not Now as a News the Commentary Not News Network. It's because of ABC, the always blathering commentary. It's because of CBS, the commentary and BS network. It's because of NBC, nothing but commentary. It's because of the MSNBC, which Larry Elder likes to call MSNB hee-haw. And, of course, our friend James in Clearwater likes to call them the misleading stories, nothing but commentary. Or it becomes PBS, which is a politically biased storytelling. Everything they do is biased, hard left. Forget the political correctness. Forget all about it, because it just isn't going to happen. Well, we'll see. I say isn't going to happen. You know, never say never. I'm a believer in all sorts of things, and I'll never say never. By the way, a final couple minutes of the program brought to you by my good friends Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic, where the heck were you yesterday? I thought I'd see you. And Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road. At McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the street, look for the big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. And all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And make sure you remember that all military and first responders get a discount on their purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-923-2345. Set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Remember, that's 941-922-2345. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All that will get you a free cup of coffee. How's that? If you're lucky, you might get some of that special, special pastry that's hidden in the back. Speaking of which, Mixon Fruit Farms yesterday, the Groveside Cafe, they've got a bakery there. They bake all their own stuff there. And the food was just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, wow. What can I say? Wow, double wow, triple wow. Well, over the weekend, folks, be watching on Sunday the Talking Head shows, and see where they go and what they talk about. That'll be the basis for things coming up. Believe me when I tell you, you're probably going to see all sorts of stuff, and you're going to yell at the TV like I do on Sundays, and you're going to have a lot of fun doing it. And I'm glad that my buddy Mike Reeves is telling me that he's going to get out the Adam Schiff pencil neck pencil right away. You know, there's a t-shirt out there now, the pencil neck t-shirt. I saw it somewhere on the internet, I don't know, but it is actually for sale, the Adam Schiff pencil neck t-shirt. Alright, well, I'll be back tonight with a weekend show all across America, and through all the new affiliates we picked up this week with the weekday show, we'll see you guys on Monday with the weekend show. The guys that are carrying the weekend, we'll see you all tonight. So I'll be back. This is a great day in the neighborhood. God bless America. Thanks to all those who defend us and keep us free and safe. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, signing off. I'll see you tonight.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.